Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm glad to hear that. Hey, my name is Steve, and we are conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working in community issues. All your answers are confidential, and they will be combined with the answers for everyone that answers the survey. Is that okay if we ask you a couple questions to help us out with the survey?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir. May I ask, what is your zip code?
48228.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
66.
Thank you. Do you think yourself as male, female, or something else?
Nah, I'm male.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Like Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else not eligible to vote or did not vote?
No, I was Biden.
Oh, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Oh, okay. So African American. Okay, thank you.
No, not
Are
African
you?
American, black.
Oh.
You know how it is.
And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm a registered.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for office, like the president and U.S. Congress in November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are there
Definitely.
50-50? Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person early before the elections? Voting in person on the election day?
Early.
Early before the election or on election day?
Before.
Oh, okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means black community has no power at all.
Zero.
0? Okay.
Yep.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote for this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote, you may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
Five.
5. Thank you. And now I would like to, now we would like you to rate how you feel about some people. So using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold or unfavorable towards them. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of the people or group, please indicate so. So the first person, JD Vance, how do you feel from 1 to 10?
Zero.
Zero.
Or
Thank you.
one.
At least give him one star.
Right.
Josh Shapiro.
I don't know him.
Okay, never heard of him. Thank you. Joe Biden.
Three.
All right, thank you. Tim Walz.
I don't know him.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump.
Zero.
Okay, thank you. Gretchen Whitmer.
Eight.
Okay, let's see. Kamala Harris.
Three.
Okay. Mark Kelly.
I don't think I know
No, okay, thank you. Barack Obama.
him. Barack Obama, seven.
Okay, thank you. On a scale from 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the followings. Use 10 to 10 if you have been very worried. 5 5 if you've been somewhat worried, and 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. So abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted. How worried are you from 0 to 10 on that one?
10.
10, thank you. Racial profiling among police?
Oh, racial profiling?
Ah, racial profiling, man. I need glasses.
Yeah, 10.
10, thank you. Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights?
8.
8, thank you. Fighting discrimination and systematic racism?
10.
Election on voter fraud in the 2024 election?
10.
Okay. The conflict in Palestine?
Oh, the conflict in Palestine?
Uh-huh.
10.
Oh, okay. The affordability of housing?
10.
Voter suppression in the 2024 elections that make it harder for certain people to vote?
8.
Hey, thank you. The protection of Social Security for Medicare?
7.
7, thank you. The crime rate in my community?
10.
Thank you. And the availability of resources for K-12 education?
10.
Thank you. The banning of Black history?
10. Okay, I'll say 20.
I'm going to add 20 right here in the side notes. Inflation in the rising cost of goods and necessities?
10.
Okay. And lack of dependable transportation system?
10.
Thank you. Okay, I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party or undecisive, will vote for the political offices but not president, will not vote for all of the coming?
I'm undecisive.
Oh, okay. Thank you. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? The Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecisive, will not vote for the political offices, but not for president, will not vote at all on the upcoming elections?
Undecisive.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. As you know today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nominee and as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote? Make no difference? Somewhat less motivated to vote or much less motivated to vote?
Makes no difference.
All right, thank you. Compared to the last month, are your feelings about Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much more less favorable?
Much more less favorable.
Okay, thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris to, as president, to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Not at all.
When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reforms as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. For each of the following traits, I'd like to let you, if you can let me know if you feel like if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes her a bit, or really does not describe her. So some of her traits, early early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy. Does that really describe her? Somewhat describes her, describes her bit, but he does not describe her, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, thank you. Is progressive, it really describes her, somewhat describes her a bit, it really does not describe her, or I don't know?
I don't know.
Thank you. Governs with kindness and compassion, it really describes her, somewhat describes her a bit, really does not describe her, describes her, or you don't know?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, okay. Is a political insider?
Say it again.
Is a political insider? Does that really describe her? Somewhat describes her? Describes her a little bit?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Represents the black community. Really describes her, somewhat describes her a bit. Really does not describe her, or I don't know.
Really does not describe her.
Does not? Okay, thank you. Fights for people of color.
Probably Indian people, but not black people.
Oh, so it really describes her, or somewhat describes her?
Somewhat.
Oh, okay, thank you. Locked up people that should not have been. Does that really describe her? Somewhat describes her, describes her a bit. It really does not describe her, or don't know?
What did you say, locked up people?
Locked up people that should not have been.
Oh, somewhat describes me.
thank you. Now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think that makes her much more favorable of Vice President Harris. Somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference. So one of her traits right here is as a CA attorney, General Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide. You think that makes her much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Next one, Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuse of power and death at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability. Does that make her much more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Kamala is an absolute trailblazer, the first African American and woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco, Attorney General of California, the first African American to represent California in the Senate, and now she is the first African American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party. Does that make her much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Kamala is literally a child of prospect in activism. Her parents were both activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, now as the Afro-American Association. Does that make her much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference?
No difference.
All right, thank you. And Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senator Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Does that make her much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference?
No difference.
All right. Thank you, sir. Right. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 10 means that Black community has no power at all.
When you said 0 means no power?
That is correct.
0.
All right. Thank you, sir. And I know that is a long way, but a long way off, but in November 2024, the elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecisive, will vote for other political offices, but not president. Oh, okay, thank you. If you have to choose, I'm sorry about this one, it's a little bit repetitive, but if you have to choose, okay, for whom would you vote, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third-party, undecisive, will vote in political office but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Undecisive.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A little.
Little. Let's see. Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Let's see. Thank you. Which of the following will you say are your main source of news? You can select up to three. You can select three options. You have Facebook, national newspaper, family and friends, Fox News, local radio, MSNBC, Snapshot, Twitter, network news, ABC, CBS, NBC, local TV news, local newspaper, TikTok, CNN, Instagram, other.
Other.
Other. Oh, okay. And are you in a group of chat for text communications with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up in recently in the group chat? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, not at all, not often at all, or I do not use group chats?
I don't use it.
Oh, okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Independent, or Republican?
I don't know. I gave up on all of them. I don't know.
Somewhere like Independent.
Right.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Thanks, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widower?
I'm married to a woman.
Okay, thank you. And are you the parent of guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine?
No, probably 80.
80? All right, let me see.
Hello.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I would like to thank you for taking your time. I know some of them were repetitive questions, but I would like to thank you for your patience. Thank you a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye. Have a nice day.